is 7:52, and Lucius Robinson has wended his way here into the KM studios. We're going to talk to him at 8:30, but you know what? He's here now, so let's talk now. He is in Little Shop of Horrors at the Ferndale Repertory Theater, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, that is really one of my favorite plays. It is a lot of fun. I've actually seen it several times, and the movie as well. And among other roles, you are playing the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
As
popularized by Steve Martin in the movie.
That is kind of a sick and twisted role.
Oh, yeah. I find that at least there are certain parts of my personality that fit that role like
really?
A glove. Yeah, not that I think of myself as a sadist, but at least on stage I have found that I certainly enjoy getting to play those kinds of people.
Fantastic. What are the run dates of Little Shop of Horrors?
It runs Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, and then we have Sunday matinees at 2. We run through the end of October, so we just had our first opening weekend. Uh-huh. Plenty of opportunities left to catch the show.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And good response from the audience thus far?
Yeah, I think so. People have laughed. There's been some screaming. There's been a little bit of crying, a lot of clapping. They've been very responsive. And we have a few moments in the show when we speak directly to them, and they a few times have felt comfortable speaking back, which has been good. Yeah, the whole community in Ferndale regarding the theater has been really, really great.
Now, it's kind of hard to believe, but there may be actually some people who have never heard of this before. It's kind of like a... kind of like a 50s sci-fi musical romp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. best way to describe it. It is full of music and it's about a carnivorous plant named Audrey II.
Mm-hmm.
Tended to by Seymour. Who is playing Seymour?
He's a local actor named Morgan Cox, who I've had the good fortune to meet in this show. I actually was one of those few who knew nothing about the show before I picked up the script.
Wow.
I had heard none of the music, hadn't seen the movie, but Morgan has a huge amount of information about the show. He's a really great guy. I've been very fortunate to get to meet him and work with him.
You know, I think there are actually, if memory serves, there may be two movies of this.
There may be. I've heard that the movie and the show have differing endings. Mm-hmm. That one is decidedly more upbeat, uh-huh. and that I think the show has the more downbeat ending, which uh-huh. I think fits the message of the story maybe uh-huh. more appropriately. But having not seen the movie, it's hard for me to say.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a movie before the one with Steve Martin and Rick Moranis and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think there was two versions. That one is much more famous. Really a lot of fun, of course. So one of my favorite roles also is, of course, Audrey II. And the movie was played by Levi Stubbs of mm-hmm. The Four Tops. Can't get better than that. That's a tough act to follow. Who's playing Audrey?
Craig is our Audrey too. He gets to sing primarily backstage, but he also comes on stage as a wino and my dental patient at one point. And Craig has just one of the most beautiful voices I have ever heard. It's a real pleasure to get to hear him sing. And then another gentleman, Jeff. He is the body of the plant, and then he inhabits a couple of different very large puppets with a couple of. Like ice pack shirts on because it gets pretty hot in there. But the two of them are a pretty great duo.
Fantastic. What's, Craig, what's his last name?
You'll pardon me if I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but it's certainly something I could look up.
Okay. if it's who I think it is, I think he's quite talented. Mm-hmm. Quite a talented actor and singer.
Mm-hmm.
So, fantastic. Fantastic. So... who's directing?
Alex Bluen, which mm-hmm. She's a Dell'Arter graduate from the school in Blue Lake, as
nice.
Am I, which is how we met. And then I believe this is her first time directing, which was a surprise to me when she announced it. I think it was at the opening night party. She said, this is my very first time I've ever directed something. Mm-hmm. But I think she's done a great job, both kind of corralling everybody, really empowering everybody, and then setting a standard for us to hit every time.
Now, it's got a lot of music in it. Mm-hmm. Is there a band?
Yeah, there's a three-person band. Mm-hmm. We've got a bass guitar and piano. And then we also had the estimable David Powell as our music director, and he did a really terrific job, I think.
Fantastic. So, now, you're saying you're a Dell'Arter graduate.
Yes, quite recent, yeah.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. And I believe Dell'Arter, that's a graduate school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through the three-year MFA program and just graduated in June.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, yeah, great that you're in this. Are you hoping to maybe head out to New York or Los Angeles or anything like that?
Oh, well, maybe. I'm going to do a solo show in Baltimore next month. That's
nice.
Something that I'm writing, which I've never done before. So I'm going to start dipping my toes into the fringe world. But this is actually my very first musical. I had never been in one before. It wasn't until I had Lyra Satloff, who's the artistic director at Ferndale. She's also the vocal teacher at Del Arte. It wasn't until I had her as a teacher that I started to feel comfortable singing at all. So this is very much like a dream come true. I've spent years wanting to do musicals, but I've never been brave enough to actually do them.
Right.
I imagine maybe small steps in the future, and if New York or L.A. is one of those steps, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we've got you for this, because that sounds like a lot of fun. And playing through the end of October, it's perfect for October, you know, being the fact that we've got Halloween this month. You know, it's kind of a good thematic show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to ask you about the plant, because that is always a challenge, coming up with something that's that's movable enough and can portray what it's supposed to. What went into creating Audrey 2?
I believe these plants were actually rented from a different company.
Wow.
But they're made of a very soft cloth. They're extremely mobile. And I think there are four different plants that go from something that slips
small
over the hand to something that a person actually goes inside and that multiple people can crawl through for when the plant becomes extremely carnivorous towards the end.
Right.
But the plants and the set both have a pretty delightful cartoony quality that I think speaks to sort of the energy of the show, which is pretty zany and sort of off the wall. It can be tragic one second and really depressing the next.
And funny.
Oh, of course, funny.
Yes.
It's really important, I think, and I think the show does a terrific job of it, balancing the fact that this is pretty intense subject material, kind of Faust legend-esque stuff,
yes,
but it can also be very funny and be very sweet at the same time.
Yeah, a horror comedy,
yes.
I guess. It's a kind of a trendsetter, if you will, pre like Shaun of the Dead or anything like that.
Yeah.
If Shaun of the Dead were only a musical.
Well, perhaps someday.
Someday, perhaps, maybe.
I hear Frozen is going to Broadway, so perhaps Shaun of the Dead won't be too far behind.
Wow. Everything's going to Broadway. You know, it's kind of, it used to be the other way around. It was a Broadway hit, and then it became a movie. Now it's a hit movie, and it becomes a Broadway hit.
Yeah, I guess to continue the experience.
Yeah, I guess it's going the other direction, but you know what? Hey, whatever works.
Yeah.
I know the musical theater is still alive and well in many parts of the country, including here in Humboldt. So we really appreciate our live theater here in Humboldt County.
I feel pretty blessed to get to come into this community, and it's pretty awesome to get to see Lyra, who I've had as a teacher for a long time, get to see her as sort of the point person or the locus point of that, around which all of these different sort of pieces whirl, and see that she really brings everybody up to this very nice level.
Fantastic. Where are you from originally?
Central North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, from Chapel Hill.
Very different area.
Yes. Yeah. Around now, I think it's, 80 some degrees and still humid. So this weather feels pretty great.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice. Well, Lucius, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And I look forward to seeing it. It's a wonderful, wonderful play.